Greetings, family. Welcome. Welcome once again to your Wednesday call with Will and I. And it's really good to be with you. I hope you can hear me. I'm surrounded by an area where there's a lot of people and a lot of noise. But I think if I just cover the phone and talk slowly like this, you should be able to hear me. Family, yesterday I made a video for you, and the calls came in when we were on the beach. And I said, it's just out now. I said, So we presented it to you, and then it slowly started to come out, not just with CNN, but the articles. You see, in my opinion, in my strong opinion, I believe, like I told you yesterday, that the combination of China, the United States of America, Iraq, and Iran, that combination is the combination that is going to unlock the reinstatement of the Iraqi dinar. I believe that. I really do. In fact, did you see the article today? What did it say? Hold on. Let me bring up my other phone here and read to you that. We have an article here. It's talking to you about the deals with China and the United States of America with the oil, you know, ExxonMobil and PetroChina and all that stuff. But in that article, it tells you, oh, doggone it. There were, and I put it in red and I blew it up really large so you could see it. There were issues in the deal. Yeah. So we put the video together and we tell you, God, family, they didn't show up. This stupid knuckleheads. Really? You don't show up for your wedding? You don't show up for graduation? You don't show up for your baptism? I mean, come on, man. This is so important, and you're playing these games. And then you saw what Donald Trump did. He slapped them back 10%. How about 25%? I'll tell you what, how about $100 million, I forgot how much the amount was, slapping of tariffs on their products. So overnight, literally, things changed from what we told you in that video. China said, we signed. I'm sorry, what? We signed. A little louder, please. We signed. Okay. That's time. Is that Chinese? No, we signed. Oh, you agree? Yeah. For how long? 30 years. Wow. What's it worth? $35 billion. With who? With Iraq. And who brokered it? Donald Trump. Whew. That's about, what, $400 billion profit at least over 30 years? With about a little over 100, somewhere around $100 billion profit every year? Not bad of a deal, huh? Not bad. Listen, China, you've been forced to do this, right?
Yeah.
They forced this import, export, in other words, the volume.
Yeah.
Do you know what that's going to do to your currency, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't like that, do you?
No.
It's going to do the same thing to the other country that you'd made these deals with, Iraq. Their currency is going to, prosper.
But we don't want our currency to prosper.
I know. Isn't it brilliant? You've been forced to do these deals, sucker. To force you to play fairly with your currency because they're automatically going to increase. Wong. No, that's right. No, the Chinese Wong. Yeah, I know. I'm making a joke. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this is masterful and brilliant. And if I was Donald Trump, there's no way in the world that I'm going to allow anybody to do anything until I'm ready. For who does the bell ring? In my opinion, right now, we're way past the RI. These deals are being brokered because we are in the RI. Just ask the international world. For whom does the bell toll? In my opinion, right now, perfectly set up for the Vietnamese dong. I love you. I'll take care of each other, okay? I have surgery tomorrow. I'll take your prayers.
I'm not too sure if I'll even do Friday teams yet. Please forgive me if I don't. I hope you'll understand. But I will be with you on Fridays, questions and answers. Then Monday. By the way, I got a phone call yesterday from Walking Stick after a month of missing him. They finally released him from the hospital. I'll give you an update. But more so, our conversation was so... It's not for you right now. I love you. Aloha na ke'oi. Bye-bye.